This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Authorities still don't know the cause of the fire that destroyed Denver's historic City Park bandstand. The Denver Fire Department says its investigation into the fire is complete. They just don't know how it started. The bandstand caught on fire March 26th. Investigators examined video, the structure's electrical system, and looked for flammable accelerants to determine a cause. The structure is expected to be demolished in the fall, and a new bandstand will be built, hopefully by next summer's City Park jazz season. A special meeting in Canyon City this week addressed concerns over foul-smelling and tasting drinking water. It's an issue the city has been dealing with for approximately 2 weeks. Water Superintendent Travis Payne says they don't know exactly why, but that it's likely related to historically low water on the Arkansas River, which is the city's water source.
The longer that the water stays in the system, the more it can take on taste and odors.
The water has passed state health tests and is safe to drink. Bears are becoming more active across the sprawling White River National Forest, which spans much of western Colorado. A Forest Service spokesperson says black bears have been seen in most of the developed campgrounds. Some recent hot spots for bear activity include Boreas Pass and the Aspen area. Campers are now required to store their food and trash in provided metal bear-proof lockers. The persistent drought has caused bears to roam farther than normal, foraging for food. Parts of the Front Range are under a flood watch with 1 to 3 inches of rain possible this afternoon in places like Castle Rock, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. This is CPR News.